Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and the OTCQB market under the symbol GRSLF. We are chatting with the chairman and CEO, Eric Zonscherb. Now, the CEO role was just announced back in the end of February, where Marcio Fonseca has moved, still holding the president title, but also the COO, Chief Operating Officer title, really focusing a bit more on the ground as Eric is now, well, telling a bit more of the story here. And Eric, I've had you on once before, but I want to get just a little background on these title changes. Why did they come about? What is the focus now for each you and Marcio for moving GR Silver Mining forward, please?
First of all, thanks, Corey. Thanks, Shad, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. GR Silver, in my opinion, is a fantastic story. It's one of the first that I've joined after becoming a retired guy from the mining analyst gig that I did for 34 years. In terms of the roles here, I started off as a director and then became chair of the board. And then effective March 1st, I've become the CEO. And so from our perspective, Marcio has done a fantastic job of having the vision to build the Plomosas project in Sinaloa, Mexico. He's done a fantastic job building the footprint in Mexico with over 120 people in Mexico now working with a great, talented young Mexican geological team. And so that's all wonderful. It's ticking along. And so there's an opportunity as this project has become more intense and bigger for Marcio to focus on that, to do his magic in Mexico. And so for me, it's an opportunity to step in and come in as CEO and help tell the story, number one, and number two, to make sure that Marcio has all the resources that he needs to do what he needs to do in Mexico.
Well, Eric, we are glad to have you here giving investors an update on the story of GR Silver. And just as we look back for maybe people not familiar with the story or just tuning in for the first time, bring people up to speed on how transformative the last year or two has been for the company in the sense that you had multiple projects, the Plomosas mine area, the San Juan area, La Trinidad, the land package you'd picked up, San Marcial, and there's all these different drill targets. And I think some of the market maybe was having a hard time following how it all pulled together. And just recently, you've kind of changed the direction of how you're looking at this as one unified project. I'd love you to unpack that and just the bigger vision of the company here.
Yeah, exactly right, Chad. That's a really important point. And I think as we built this portfolio, and Marcio, again, did such a beautiful job identifying the opportunity, bringing in, first of all, the San Marcial option, Plomosas, the acquisition there and the acquisition of La Trinidad, you've got a massive project here. Even the core alone is over 460 square kilometers. That project hosts several, probably over 75 kilometers of deep structural corridors that run more or less north-south. And then you get these beautiful cross-cutting east-west and northwest-southeast structures that help localize and provide the plumbing system for second and third enriching mineralizing events. So it's a target-rich area. And the result is that as you do exploration, you get great results here, you get a kilo over there, you get 3 kilos and 5 kilos over in this other location. And so the news releases were building up an expectation to say, this area, that area, here's the results. And I think as a result, there was some confusion as to what the resource that we put out in August would be. And so when we did put out that resource, and there was, you know, on top of the original San Marcial resource that was published a couple of years ago, you had new resources, the first ever for a mine that was in operation, the Plomosas mine area. And you had a new area, San Juan, that people weren't familiar with. So what we decided is that that entire project would be called Plomosas. So that incorporates the old historical concessions that made up these different projects. So that's the first name to remember, Plomosas. That's the project. Within that are two key areas that we're focusing on, San Marcial, where we're expanding the resource, and the Plomosas mine area, where we are upgrading that resource. And so that's the focus. Those are the names you need to remember. Plomosas Project, San Marcial, Plomosas Mine Area. That's it.
Eric, can we get a quick comment on that resource that was released? Because it did come in with some decent numbers, but I know some of the feedback or some people were a little bit surprised that the grade was a little bit lower than the expectations, considering the company has been drilling sometimes multiple kilo intercepts of silver. What's your take on that resource, please?
Now, the key thing is right now we have ongoing drilling to do surgical infill drilling. So were there three main reasons why the grade underwhelmed, if you will? So first of all, it's that you had hundreds of historical drill holes from the past. And those hundreds of drill holes, we were only able to include 82% of them because validation is an important part of a resource. You're taking that old historical data, and if you have core or you have the documentation that are needed, those results can go into the resource model. If the resource isn't there, if the data isn't there, you end up having a zero going in for that drill hole. Number two is that Plomosas mine area, that Plomosas mine was a base metal mine. So the focus was on the sulfides, the lead and the zinc. And so when the geos in the past saw sulfides, they sampled it. If they didn't see sulfides, they didn't sample it. Now, we know from over 5,000 underground samples, and remember, there's 8 kilometers of underground development here to work off of. We know from that underground sampling, we know from some twin tolls, that the precious metals mineralization doesn't show up as sulfides. It's in between some of those base metal minerals. And so that sampling that could have occurred, that didn't occur, obviously goes into the resource model at zero grade. And then finally, one of the important things that the team did here was 3D modeling. So for the first time, you had 3D modeling incorporating all the historical and the new data. And that 3D modeling shows that there's some beautiful high-grade hits in the area, where in the past, you couldn't put them together. You didn't have continuity. And for, quite frankly, for the base metal miners in the past, it was noise. But what we now know from the new modeling is that you can see that a lot of this high-grade precious metal mineralization is associated with those cross-cutting faults that I mentioned before. So now, with some surgical infill drilling, we can put together some continuity there as well. And so all those factors, replacing those blanks in the resource model, bringing in some continuity on the high-grade, we think there's a very good reason to see the grade upgraded there. So when we delivered an average grade of around 80 grams per ton silver, 135 grams per ton silver equivalent, very disappointing to some people, we would point out that in the past, production was 2.5 million tons averaging 190 grams and something close to 300 grams silver equivalent. Now, I'm not saying that a resource update there is going to give us something like the production grade. But what I am saying is that with some surgical infill drilling, we should have a positive impact on the resource model. So it's our commitment to see a resource update for the Plomosas mine area in the first quarter of 2023.
Well, Eric, that's going to be an exciting milestone for the company that a lot of investors should keep their eyeballs out for. But maybe you can give us a rough idea of the plan for the balance of the year then leading into that resource update, where some of the infill drilling or maybe how much infill drilling will go on balanced with some other true exploration. And then how much of the resampling can you put into that resource? How many meters do you think would be available to help grow the resource size just from resampling the old core that wasn't looking for precious metals?
There's unfortunately some of the core is missing because it is historical, so there's nothing we can do about that. I think we've already resampled as much as we can. So it comes down to new drilling and some of that targeted drilling, that surgical infill drilling. And so we're looking at, with our recent financing, doing as much as 10,000 meters of drilling. About half of that will be in combination of underground and surface drilling at Plomosas mine area and about half at San Marcial. At San Marcial, we have the benefit of underground access as well. So there's some underground work there and some surface work as well. And so with 6 rigs on the go, that's a decent sized program. We are going to produce some good results and some good news flow over the next while. In both cases, both at Plomosas mine area and San Marcial, culminating leading in resource updates in that first quarter of 23.
Eric, what do you think is possible from the San Marcial area? Because we did just get some news April 6th on some drill results from San Marcial. We saw wide and high grade intercepts. A lot of the focus seems like it had been on Plomosas broadly, that Plomosas mine area. But I'm hearing from you that there is some good expansion potential here at San Marcial. Can you give us a big picture understanding of that?
Absolutely. San Marcial is interesting because the geological picture there might have changed a little bit. Some people have viewed this as being, it's just super gene enrichment. It's just some high grade at surface. Other people thought it was a volcanogenic massive sulfides, neither of which is the case. The model, as we began to understand it, was clearly an epithermal, low sulfidation epithermal type deposit, and you could see multiple veining events, that sort of thing, around the central breccia. That's key. And I bring up the central breccia because that's important from the expansion potential as well. So anyway, we started to drill. We got 8 holes from the underground, and again, going back to Marcio's vision, there was an old adit that was expanded to modern size that gave us a drill station at the end of the tunnel that provided some excellent access from 3D perspective for drilling on San Marcial. So that's important, is that we're following that high grade breccia to depth, and we got some excellent results there, right? I mean, you look at, for example, in January we reported one hole that produced 18.5 meters of 773 grams silver, including 1800 grams silver over 5.6 meters, or another hole where you're looking at 299 grams of silver over 38 meters. So significant widths, nice grades, but it's also important to note as you go to depth, the grade of the silver increases, the proportion of the silver, so less base metal content as you go to depth. So that's one area of expansion at San Marcial, is following that down. But there's also a potential for expansion along strike. San Marcial right now, as we understand it, is about 500 meters, and it's about 500 meters along the main breccia, which is at the contact between the upper and the lower volcanics. Okay, what's important here is that contact extends for another 1.5 kilometers. Okay, so we're only looking at about a quarter of the strike length along San Marcial there, and so there's the potential as we drill along to the southeast along that contact, looking for that breccia, looking for high grade, that we can expand significantly in terms of the mass and the volume of that style of mineral.
Well, Eric, another question that comes to mind is that as you build towards this resource estimate in the first quarter of 2023, and you keep really exploring and infill, doing the precision infill drilling at the Plomosas mine area and at the San Marcial area, are you also looking at things like metallurgical studies or things that would lead towards, you know, developing towards an economic study at some point? Because with so much infrastructure already in place and you have underground access already at these locations, it seems like it would be a prime project to start looking at how the development would pull together.
With the infrastructure that we have, power to site, for example, at Plomosas Mine, as a former producer, you have 3 ejidos that are impacted by the various areas within the project, and we have agreements with those ejidos. All these things are extremely important from a de-risking perspective. They put us ahead when you look at potential development here. So as you update these resources, and as I said, we want both of those in the first quarter of 23, the next part of the vision is to see an integrated PE. Looking at the potential for operating these as an integrated entity. That's the potential, and that's what a PEA would explore. However, we know exactly what the metallurgy is like at Plomosas because it's a past producer, and we have all of those production records. In terms of San Marcial, we've already done some testing. Those have been announced, where we're looking at standard cyanidation, giving us recoveries of up to 92% of the silver content. So it's quite different at San Marcial in terms of mineralization style than what we see at Plomosas, which is more of a flotation type thing. So you could see an integrated mill with a couple of different circuits to address that. It's also important to recognize that those high-grade hits of precious metals, those weren't even cared about in the bad old days of base metals mining. And so, you know, as you bring in those high-grade intersections into it, you have to consider how you're going to process those as well.
All right. Eric, this has been a very good high-level overview so far of your vision for the company and some of the major plans moving GR Silver Mining forward. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, we are both shareholders of GR Silver Mining, and we'll be following up as more exploration news is released this year. Eric, thank you very much for your time today.
It's great visiting with you. Thanks.